Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
.855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cecilia.
And Johnson.
Cecilia's first time on Free Talk Live. Not your first time behind a microphone by any stretch of the imagination, but first time on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I actually used to do a show on LRN called Ladies and Keen.
That's right. And you get your chops on a couple of other shows, too?
Yeah, I've done a Rebel Love show, a couple other shows, Off the Air Live.
Awesome. And Johnson, you've been with since the very beginning. Down in Sarasota, Florida, when we started.
This is right.
855-450-3733. Is off for the evening, but I think that this story that's come out of the Ross Ulbricht trial that is going right now can only be described as a bombshell. And
at least in the Bitcoin world, for sure.
It's a big. You don't generally find in trials them pointing the finger, especially this quickly. This trial is expected to be 6 weeks long. It's been story after story about how what appears to be the judicial system and the executive branch colluding to put this guy in jail.
I'll tell you how this could be a bombshell outside of only the Bitcoin community.
Okay.
I think it would be a bombshell outside of only the Bitcoin community if it, instead of who we found out is being suggested to be the Dread Pirate Roberts, if it had been the Winklevoss twins. That would have been a bombshell that would have been crazy mainstream media news.
Let's go to Wired.com. Here with Andy Greenberg, who has been reporting on Bitcoin news for some time, actually had an interview with the Dread Pirate Roberts via email in the past before he was even caught, or if that's the Dread Pirate Roberts. I don't even know how to describe this stuff. So the alleged Dread Pirate Roberts, Ross Ulbricht, but long before the Department of Homeland Security set its sights on Ross Ulbricht, the agency had another surprising suspect in mind as the possible creator and administrator of the Silk Road's massive online drug market. Mark Karpeles, the chief executive of what was then the world's biggest Bitcoin exchange, MT Gox. In response to cross-examination by the defense in Ulbricht's trial today, Department of Homeland Security Special Agent Jared... Oh, God, I should have practiced this before the show. Daryegahan.
How's it spelled?
Daryegahan. What?
It's very long. It's Daryegahian.
Do you have that in your head?
Daryegahan?
That's really good. If you could, if you strung those letters together in your head and you're able to come up with something, that's a nice shot. I don't care whether you're right or not. Revealed that in 2012 and 13... he had pursued Karpeles as the suspected owner and operator of the Silk Road. He's also pursued Karpeles' Mt. Gox associate Ashley Barr as the voice of the Dread Pirate Roberts, the Silk Road's pseudonymous figurehead. Daryegahan confirmed that he had...
Apparently he's now converted from being Indian to being Irish.
Confirmed that I'm not giving them an accent or anything, this is his name.
Oh, Daryegahan? I don't know, it sounds like, you know... yeah.
Maybe he's a Klingon.
Might as well.
I'm pretty sure that even speculating what his ethnic makeup is based on his last name is now considered racist. It's confirmed that he even had gone so far as to seek a warrant to search Karpeles's. What ethnicity do you think Karpeles is?
It may be Italian, just possibly.
Bigot.
He's white.
Gmail account based on a probable, I think he's from France. Gmail account based on a probable cause that Mt. Gox owner had secretly administered the Silk Road in a bid to boost the price of Bitcoin with his own substantial cryptocurrency fortune. Now, for those out there who still believe probable cause means something, the fact that they had probable cause is a pretty big deal. Now, I don't believe in probable cause. I don't believe they had probable cause. I don't believe the government understands the term probable cause anymore. I don't think judges understand the term probable cause. I think probable cause is a joke. But these people, like the vast majority of people who are listening to my voice, believe in the idea of probable cause. They believe that the law enforcement officers out there don't just make crap up and get rubber stamped by judges. So in that case, if you believe in the judicial system, you must believe that there is probable cause that Mark Karpeles is the Dread Pirate Roberts. And that's a big deal. That is a bombshell.
Right.
And I believe that the Department of Homeland Security could have named you, me, or Ronald McDonald as the Dread Pirate Roberts, and they would have gotten somebody to say, yep, I'll give him a search warrant for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder, with Mark Karpeles, you know, can... I mean, there's so much stuff from people who believe that they were had stuff money in Mt. Gox stolen from them.
Right.
By Mt. Gox.
Let's talk about real quick what Mt. Gox is. So Mt. Gox was the biggest online Bitcoin exchange in the world at one point, and it was the market setter. There's no doubt about it. It set the price. That's where people bought and sold. I actually had the smallest amount of Bitcoin on Mt. Gox when it went under, mainly because I couldn't get it off because of the amount of the fee that they charged to move money around there.
Well, I know someone well before it went under who lost $30,000 worth of Bitcoin because Mt. Gox said, oh, we were hacked and you didn't turn on two-factor authentication that we never told you about.
Mm.
Because we didn't have it when we launched, but added it. And then now that once we added it, we decided that we weren't going to take any responsibility for any security issues that arose after we added two-factor authentication, but we are also just neglected to tell any of our clients.
Yeah, and what happened with Mt. Gox is it went under, essentially. It had all kinds of security issues over time. Mt. Gox, Mt. Gox, stands for Magic the Gathering Online Exchange.
Right.
This was a site where people traded bubblegum cards. And
the Mt. is what happens to your account.
And somehow it ended up being this huge, massive currency exchange platform, and it was never prepared for that. And so massive hacks and all kinds of problems occurred, and that all got sort of laid at the doorstep of Bitcoin, which, of course, it shouldn't have. This was some guy who had a bubblegum card trading website that, for some reason, people decided was the most important Bitcoin website in the world. Ridiculous. But Mark Karpeles, very apparently, did some very fraudulent things to his customers. And at some point, I got to the point where it seemed to me if you'd stuck around to the end at Mt. Gox, you deserved to lose money. I mean, I'd hate to say that to people, but at some point or another, you know, like the lady that the person that keeps going back into the abusive relationships sooner or later they get their jaw broke. I mean, I'm not here advocating for broken jaws or anything, but some point or another, you're going to understand.
That's victim blaming, you white cis scum male.
Right. I know. Cis scum.
You did exactly. A very good job with your social justice warriorness right there.
Thank you. So in August, going back to the article here from Wired.com, in August 2013, an affidavit written by, here it is, Der Yegahan, and read aloud by Ulbricht's defense attorney, Joshua Dreidel, the agent cited evidence.
He's Jewish.
She's going to pick just because it says Dreidel. I don't even know if that's Jewish or not.
Is he made out of clay?
I don't know. The agent cited evidence that included Karpeles' purported control of the website SilkRoadMarket.org, information received from a federal informant working with Karpeles, and Karpeles' profile as a programmer and Bitcoin mogul. I believe this evidence shows Karpeles controlled SilkRoadMarket.org and Tuxtel.com websites, hosted them both at IP addresses he controlled, Jerry Agahan wrote in 2013. In his affidavit, he went on to cite Karpeles' LinkedIn page to argue that Tokyo-based Karpeles was well-suited to create an e-commerce website, the Silk Road Underground website. Now, I'm not sure that he's well-suited is probable cause, but it's interesting that the Department of Homeland Security thought that Mark Karpeles was the Dread Pirate Roberts, and that's now being brought up in the Ross Ulbricht trial. So I think that this is a full-on bombshell. I'm interested in what people's thoughts are on it, because apparently There's claims that there were all kinds of Dread Pirate Roberts. People had access to this, these accounts, could act like Dread Pirate Roberts. So who was Dread Pirate Roberts at any given time? Is Ross Ulbricht really a patsy? I don't know. This is drawing... This seems like reasonable doubt to me.
Yeah, it certainly is a lot of reasonable doubt.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on this? 855-450-FREE.
A trial by jury. The primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. It's called Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like to talk about, and we'll talk to you about it. Now, we may have some hard questions, but that's what we do. Your ideas, they need to get sunlight. They get a little exposure, a little roughing up. We'll do that for you. 855-450-FREE. And I should mention this every single time because it's really awesome, is we have Skype. I don't think most shows do that. The audio is great. It sounds awesome, at least most of the time. You can really make it sound great, especially if you have a good setup. And our username is lrn.fm. That's as in Liberty Radio Network, lrn.fm on Skype. And you can give us a call. First, you'll have to send a contact request, but then you can give us a call there, just like the phone lines. lrn.fm on Skype, 855-450-FREE. We're reading this article from Wired.com, and it's a bombshell that the defense has dropped here so early in the trial. I'm amazed. I can't. Is there any kind of uniformity to trials? Because I thought the state was going to ramble on for 3 weeks before the defense got to say anything. But apparently, they jumped right in. So here we go. Going on. Daryagahan. This is the Department of Homeland Security guy. That's how I'm pronouncing his last name. We can go with whatever you'd like. He apparently wrote a memo back in 2013 that he believed that Mark Karpeles, who is the CEO of the now-defunct MT Gox website, was, in fact, the Dread Pirate Roberts. Now, Ross Ulbricht, who is currently on trial for being the Dread Pirate Roberts, this is relevant to his case, right? Like, if there's another Dread Pirate Roberts, then, this draws a lot of doubt into what's going on. Now, Ross,
and there are multiple times where there's like, there was some testimony in one of the articles I read where it's, they're talking to the Dread Pirate Roberts, and at one point that person claims to be the creator of the site, and then another point claims that they inherited the site from someone else. You know, so in the investigation, so it's like pretty clear that there have been more than one Dread Pirate Roberts, according to their own information, intelligence.
Their stuff that they have, but, you know, if you had started the most seditious website on the internet, maybe you'd pretend that somebody else started it too. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's an inconsistency, but there's claims that there are lots of Dread Pirate Roberts, and so how do you prove that that's not true?
Have they asked, you know, if the real Dread Pirates Roberts would please stand up? Have they asked that
up? Yet? No? Please stand up. Will the real Dread Pirate Roberts please stand up? What concerns me here is that...
By the way, I believe his name is Mark Karpeles.
Okay. It's Karpeles now, soldier.
No wonder. I'm like, oh, he sounds Italian. No, it's like, no, that's not how you pronounce his name at all. I was thinking it was spelled like C-A-R-P-L-L-P-E-L-L-I-S.
You can't spell Karpeles, things on the radio.
Right? But it's actually... K-A-R-P-L-E-L-E, accent grave, S.
What is an accent grave?
It's a French thing. It goes over a letter. It faces towards
a little
like
thing,
back.
Tittle.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a tittle. What are you giggling about, Cecilia?
Because it's funny when you say words, okay. Like tittle.
But Ross Ulbricht yesterday, his attorney basically confessed to him creating the website and being an administrator up until the last day. So that doesn't give him a very good leg to stand on. What exactly are they arguing that they did or didn't do here? So in one case, he's got a bunch of drug charges. In another case, he's got this murder charge that's not filed in Maryland. I feel like the state should have to prove that before we go any further, because I think it messes everything up. Nonetheless, so here in the same affidavit, Daryagahan cited an interview I conducted with the Dread Pirate Roberts in July of 2013. Now, this is the author, Andy Greenberg, not Daryagahan. That sounds very much like Karpeles, Daryagahan.
Daryagahan. That's now that I'm seeing in front of me, it's Daryagahan.
Daryagahan?
Daryagahan.
All right.
That is definitely Klingon.
Okay.
Definitely.
Klingon poetry. Daryagian, Karpelis declined Wired's request for a comment, as I would too. According to Daryagian, his suspicions about Karpelis began when he started to analyze Bitcoin accounts in April 2012. By July of that year, he believed he had a good target in Karpelis. While Karpelis' English skills didn't match the public writings of the Dread Pirate Roberts, Duryagian confirmed in response to Dreidel's questions that he suspected Karpelis' Mt. Gox staffer, Ashley Barr, had served as something like Karpelis' ghostwriter, a person who shared some of the same viewpoints, who was working for him. Now, these viewpoints likely would have been very libertarian viewpoints. And the beginnings of Bitcoin are certainly very libertarian. In something called Crypto Anarchists, which I'm not entirely sure what that is. Anyway, in an internal email to other DHS staffers at the time, Duryagian acknowledged writing, we've built up quite a large list of information to lead us to this. By August 2012, Duryagian Karpelis was involved in the Silk Road that he advised DHS officials not to visit any of the websites controlled by Karpelis for fear of tipping him off to his investigation. At some point, he also began receiving information from a confidential informant close to Karpelis, though Duryagian didn't offer details about that source in court. Doesn't it bother you when government bureaucrats here, when you're trying to get to the truth, they don't want to give you information? So often, why aren't we going to talk about this confidential informant that this investigator, right, who's getting government money to, right, investigate with, so he's using our money to investigate on our behalf, and he doesn't want to give us the information they found.
Right.
Really bothers me when they do stuff like
that. Well, they need to protect the source. They need the CIA still out in the field, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, here in the United States of America, you're supposed to be able to face your accuser, yeah, and I think that you should be able to get as much truth out there in court.
Sorry, guys, if you need the CIA for this case, then you burn the CIA. You know, like, that's it.
That's it.
Time to generate a new one.
So, Duryagian's pursuit of Karpelis eventually led to an internal split with the DHS's Homeland Security Investigation team, of which he was part, where Duryagian stealthily watched Karpelis from Chicago office. Another HSI team in Baltimore seized $3 million from Karpelis' Mt. Gox subsidiary, whatever this is, it's Mutum Sigillum, in May of 2013. They accused him of running an unlicensed money transfer business. And this was also, at some point or another, Charlie Shrim, the, right, owner of BitInstant. He gets swept up. And they asked him all kinds of questions. They really wanted information from him. And he's like, I don't know. And I was sitting in his home while, right, he was out on house arrest, in bail, house arrest situation. And that's what he said at his house to me. Obviously, I'm not going to sit there recording the conversation with a bunch of guys drinking beer and eating M&Ms. He had a lot of M&Ms. What are you?
But they're all one color.
No, they're not.
But that doesn't sound like it would taste very good together, beer and M&Ms.
You know,
maybe it's a stout.
It was one of those kind of evenings. I don't know what to tell you. So I think this is a fascinating bombshell coming out of the Ross Ulbricht trial here, and we've got more information from Wired.com and your calls too. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-453.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. I give those numbers first because it's the show about your calls. Well, not about your calls, but it's a show where you can call in and talk about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, with Mark.
And Cecilia.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. Do you want to reach more people with the ideas of liberty? Well, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. And you know people love to read them. You do. You sit at a traffic light and you're reading people's bumper stickers. Sometimes you forget you're supposed to go. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. It's LibertyStickers.com. So we've been reading this article from WiredMagazine.com, and the what they're claiming here is this is a bombshell basically dropped by the defense is they're pointing out that the Department of Homeland Security was believed that they had probable cause for a warrant to find out if Mark Karpeles was the Dread Pirate Roberts, and I think that's a pretty big deal. The fact that you know, they were going after Karpeles at some point or another. They kind of switched tack and went after Russ Ulbricht, whose trial this is. That's a pretty big deal. And I am interested in what they've got to say here. This article out of Wired Magazine is from Andy Greenberg. The Baltimore HSI agents met with Karpeles' lawyers when... Say the name again for me, Johnson.
I believe it's Karpeles, but maybe...
No, no, Daryagin?
Oh, Daryagin?
Daryagin.
Daryagin.
I can't go on. Said offered to have Karpeles' shared information about who might be running the Silk Road. Daryagin, meanwhile, said that he believed the Baltimore division had potentially blown his chance of fingering Karpeles. Are you giggling again, Cecilia?
You said fingering Karpeles.
Are you titillated by this?
It's so titillating. Well, the only thing better is if you said underpants.
Underpants?
Underpants. Okay. Or underwear, you know.
I see. As the owner of Silk Road, and I wrote a strongly worded email to fellow DHS staffers protesting against the Baltimore agents' actions. So here you've got sort of inside the, you know, the inside the DHS and the arguments going on. You, I had the Dread Pirate Roberts under my thumb and you've let him go. So let's go on with that here shortly. But John Bush has called in, and he was just at, as a matter of fact, the Russ Ulbricht trial. And John, have you heard about the big news where the defense said that Mark Karpeles could very well be the Dread Pirate Roberts?
Yes, I did. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yes, I bolted downstairs. They have a no-phone policy, so I bolted down and posted a story, breaking news on the Liberty Beat, and we were as taken aback as every single person in the courtroom, I guess, except for the defense attorney. But yeah, it's big news. I guess there's a Karpeles conspiracy, and that guy just continues to harm the Bitcoin movement. And I think it is a wonderful piece of breaking news and evidence that was admitted that really works in well with the defense's narrative that Russ Ulbricht did in fact start Silk Road, but he passed it off a couple months later when it became too stressful for him.
Yeah, I think that it's created for me some reasonable doubt in the situation. You know, like at this point, when you're looking at the charges he's facing, does it really make a difference since he's already sort of admitted to starting the website?
Yes, it makes a very big difference.
Okay, tell me how.
Charges, yeah, and it made a big difference to the jury, too. They had a visibly different demeanor once the defense attorney started cross-examining. One of them even had smiles and was like, is he really saying that? He's going there, damn. Yeah. The charges are all about conspiring with the vendors of the site, and the prosecution has painstakingly made it clear that every step of the way, Ross assisted and helped them to hide their activities and help them to become more effective and efficient and taught them how to send it through the mail. And that all especially ties into the biggest charge that he's facing, which has a minimum of 30 years. 30 years to life, and that's the kingpin charge, also known as continuing a criminal enterprise.
Okay.
So the implication is if he just started it, it was going slow. The defense attorney also was alluding to the fact that early on in Silk Road's history, there were no commissions. Therefore, he wasn't making he didn't say that outright, but he did cross-examine the DHS agent to ask him if he knew anything about the early days, whether or not there were commissions, and the DHS agent hadn't even really been looking into it before 2012. But again, the implication is if he just started it and then let it go, he didn't actually participate in all of the activities, not to mention he wasn't participating during the sales or facilitating the sales, facilitating managing the website for all of the sales that the state's witness talked about, that they had pictures for, that he ordered himself as an undercover infiltrator. So if he wasn't actually DPR during that time, then it's going to be a lot more difficult for them to tie him to the conspiracy charges.
I see. And did they – so I saw a tweet, and you can't believe everything you read on the Internet. Are they alleging that essentially a lot of people had access to the DPR account on the website Silk Road?
Yes, that was indicated in an interview, actually, that Andy Greenberg, I believe he's the author of the article that you were reading, he did an interview with Dread Pirate Roberts, and in that interview, Dread Pirate Roberts said that he inherited Silk Road from someone. Another interview with Dread Pirate Roberts by Andy Greenberg, he also said that he bought Silk Road from someone. And, of course, if you're familiar with the story, The Princess Bride, where the moniker Dread Pirate Roberts comes from, it's, I haven't read the book, nor have I watched the movie, but I've familiarized with myself with the story now because it's just so intriguing. It's an identity that gets passed on from person to person. It's not one person behind the identity. It's an idea. It's a title. It's the same
thing.
Good
night, Wesley. I most likely kill you in the morning.
Yeah, like I am Dread Pirate Roberts. I'm sure there's some Dread Pirate Roberts in the studio there with you.
There you go. We are Dread Pirate Roberts.
That's right. So that implication, again, if he's not the mastermind throughout all of the evidence that they actually have, then...
there's no mastermind charge.
Acquit. That's right.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
That's right.
So, well, it's fascinating. I think that I'm really interested. The case has sort of taken a turn for me because it was just like yesterday, I'm like, what a moron. You know, like I couldn't believe that somebody would have conducted themselves the way that the sort of the narrative has been around this. And then, you know, new information, suddenly I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it now. It's amazing how the human mind, I can be sitting here miles and miles away making up my own opinion about what occurred, and I have no business in doing it. And I'd like to consider myself to be pretty open-minded comparative to sort of the average individual, but then again, here I go performing below my own standards.
Yeah, well, it actually plays into the defense for him to make big mistakes like having logs on his computer or leaving notes in his trash can.
Living in San Francisco.
Yes, those are the biggest... those are the biggest things that the defense is going to have to overcome. The fact that DHS agent Duryegnin, he set him up.
Now, are you sure that's how it's pronounced?
I don't know how it's pronounced. That's how it's pronounced in the courtroom.
Oh, yeah, that's how
it's pronounced. I don't like the guy because he's a rat. He's a mole. So I'm saying it wrong. But they're going to have to overcome the evidence. And Duryegnin set up Ross. He encouraged him to log into the back end of Silk Road, and he was actively chatting right before they arrested him. So that's the big thing to overcome. And the other big thing to overcome is, I'm not going to call it a fact because it could be fabricated, but they executed a search warrant on his San Francisco apartment and found two notes that were crumpled up, handwritten notes that had information that is the same information that's on a post. It's about commission changes that they were making, and it was exactly the same. So that's the hard stuff to overcome. But now, as you said before, there is reasonable doubt being entered in the minds of the jury.
There's reasonable doubt in mine, and I think it's really interesting that you're saying that the jury, you know, visibly their faces are different. Do you have more to share, John?
Yes.
Okay. Hold the line then, if you would. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the Ulbrich trial would be welcome. 855-450-FREE.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. One of the most remarkable innovations of the Constitution is balances and checks limiting federal power. The president checks Congress by vetoing bills. Congress checks the president by controlling how money is spent. The courts check both Congress and the president, who in turn exert controls over the courts. Our founders did this in the belief that should a single person or group hold too much government power, that power could be abused, that government should be balanced and divided in a way that each branch has the power and duty to restrain the others. Thus, even before the Bill of Rights, the Constitution created a system of barriers that would prevent encroachments on individual rights. As Thomas Jefferson wrote, an elective despotism was not the government we fought for. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, but all evening long it has been the, I don't know what to call it. Is it the Dred Pirro Roberts trial? Is it the Silk Road trial? Is it the Ross Ulbricht trial? Because it's clearly the Ross Ulbricht trial. But the implication is that it's all these things, and I'm not sure that the state has proven that to be the case. On Free Talk Live, we've got an expansive website with lots of different services for you, and they're all free. Pretty much all of them are free. And you can go to the chat room at is it chat.freetalklive.com or the cam. The chat is beneath the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. And Cecilia, are you hanging out in the chat room?
I always hang out in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
When I did Ladies and Keen, I'd always be in the chat room and actually talk to people and answer their questions on the air.
I see.
There's some fun stuff going on right now. They're doing a drinking game, some folks.
Really?
They want me to get
you. Do they
know
it's pretty early?
Yeah, it's kind of early, but, okay. You know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, 8 o'clock here, whatever. But there's some folks playing drinking games, and so my job for tonight is to get you to say fun words.
I see.
All night long.
Are those words like libertybeat.com?
No.
Okay. Well, speaking of thelibertybeat.com, I got to be very specific here. Ian is jumping in. We have John Bush, publisher of thelibertybeat.com, on, and he has been doing some amazing trial coverage at the Ross Ulbricht trial. So, John, I want to thank you for that, and it sounds like you might be one of the most informed people in the world on this particular case.
Yeah, maybe next to the defense and the prosecutor. No.
So, There's a big bomb.
I'm looking forward to hearing tomorrow Brian Hagan be like, a real bomb was dropped in this case with me. Here on the Liberty Beat.
Brian Hagan is the voice of the Liberty Beat, and the Liberty Beat has lots of different forms. He does the sort of the audio radio news, and Johnson, you do a pretty good imitation of him, I admit it.
Hey, wait, does Brian Hagan wear underwear? Does he wear underwear?
I don't think so.
I think she's trying to get us to say underwear or something for the drinking game. Go ahead. John Bush, go ahead.
Well, there's all sorts of great news today. The momentum shifted quite a bit when the defense began cross-examining the witness. But before then, there was also some news. Essentially, the day started with the prosecution getting the DHS agent to explain what PGP encryption is and how you sign a key with PGP. And he was making the point that Dread Pirate Roberts, from his inception, used the same PGP key. So it can be authenticated that, in fact, it was the same key throughout the duration of Dread Pirate Roberts' existence, all the way up until the shutdown of the site. However,
interesting. Okay.
Upon cross-examination, the plea just threw that out the window by asking the same witness if you can pass on a private key, and multiple people can be in possession of the same private key to authenticate the same message over and over. So they spent literally 30 or 45 minutes explaining PGP. They spent so long explaining Bitcoin and so long explaining Tor, and they tried to dumb it down as best as they could, but I could tell that I was just completely over the jury's head. So I'm not sure if it's a tactic to drag it out, but they did not do a good job of explaining it. That being said, there's just so many difficult concepts, and it's really exciting for the first time all this stuff to be coming out in a federal trial.
Straight on PGP. So it's like a key in that you can copy the key and then hand the key to a bunch of people. So just because somebody has a key to their house doesn't mean that they're the one to unlock their own door, right?
Yes, and they even used that as an example, as an analogy. It would be the same thing as someone handing off the car keys. It can be a different driver with the same key. And then the witness said, well, there's also a password associated with it. Well, you can simply tell the password. So to someone else, if there were, in fact, multiple Dread Pirate Roberts people behind that identity, all they would have to do in order to officially pass the baton is pass over this private key and the associated password.
Well, it's good that they got a jury of his peers, with all the computer science professionals that they brought in, to this case.
Did their eyes, glass over the jury? Did they just stare blankly? Did anyone sleep?
I saw some people that appear to be dozing off. I think they might have just been looking down. There's no young people on the jury. There isn't anybody that
people need our naps,
It's certainly not a jury of his peers.
Is there anything that can happen that would shorten this trial? Because they're expecting 6 weeks on this. Can the defense do or say something that basically the state just throws up its hands and goes, ugh? Or can we still expect this to continue on and on?
No, I think it's definitely going to take 4 to 6 weeks. The state has several more witnesses to call, including some FBI agents, including someone that was Ross's college friend, who is going to testify that Ross asked him to help him with the programming, had a bunch of questions, and he was keeping it secret, and he finally said it was about Silk Road. Also, they're going to call several dealers that were busted. Essentially, what happened is this DHS agent, in conjunction with the FBI, other people were doing it, but this DHS agent infiltrated and set up a lot of people with the goal of taking down the quote-unquote mastermind. Mm-hmm. So they arrested several dealers and got them to give over control of their account. He said that he did over 50 drug deals with 40 different dealers in 10 different countries. And again, all of this was with the purpose of infiltrating their way all the way up to the top. And it's a shame. It's for any activists out there, especially people that are into subversive activities, be aware that most of the time when these people get in trouble and end up in court, there's an infiltrator that's collecting evidence. And unfortunately, often the infiltrator is kind of holding the hand of the person that's that got in trouble. I don't think that's the case in this instance. But no, I think it's going to carry on for a really long time. There's a lot of objections. The judge has dismissed the jury to debate with the prosecutor and the defendant. And, for example, we were let out early today. The jury was let out early at 4 o'clock. We didn't go to 5:30 or 5 like the other days are going. So I think it's certainly going to stretch. There's still opportunity for people that are in New York City or the Northeast to come down. The trial's going to resume on Tuesday.
What value would that be?
Well, it's making a difference. I think it's just a strong show of support for Lynn and for Ross.
Okay.
Lynn and Ross's dad are there every day in the trial. Obviously, Lynn has just been such a champion for Ross. Absolutely amazing. So it means a lot to – I thought that there was going to be more supporters. There was a strong activist contingent. And if you listened to the show a couple days ago, you heard about some of the jury nullification controversy. But there weren't really too many supporters in the courtroom. I expected there to be a lot of crazy crypto anarchists and people that are interested in dark web and libertarians and Bitcoin folks. So I think it's important for us to be there in solidarity, just to show our support for the family, really.
Well, didn't Lynn ask them to leave, the activists, to stop and to take off?
Well, you know, the defense attorney actually was the first one to go on the record to say that it's not going to help Mark. And Lynn...
defense attorney had said that, you know, that it might hurt him. And so, you know, his mother, being a good mother, said, look, that's all I needed to hear. Let's stop this because I don't want Ross to be hurt.
Yes. And the reason why is the judge threatened to anonymize the jury, which is certain, essentially would sequester them. They would have to be hidden. They would have to be bussed in. They couldn't go through the front entrances. They couldn't break for lunch. And Lynn did some research that indicated that the only time that they do that is when it's like literally a mafia don who it's potentially that he could kill the jurors. So we don't want the jurors to be totally insecure. They already have to overcome the fact that they're going to be introducing the murder for hire allegations, which he's not being charged with in this particular jurisdiction, but he is being charged with in Maryland. So there wasn't
unfiled charges, whatever that means.
Yes, in this case, they're considered unfiled charges, which means that they can be brought up, but they don't have to be proven. So that's
really disturbing to me. If you're going to bring up a murder charge, you really should have convicted somebody of it before you start bringing it up. And that's why I think that they're doing this out of order. I think that it's really, really dirty pool on the side of the state on this one. They should take him to Maryland, convict him of that, because that's the biggest charge here. Running the worldwide drug marketplace is small potatoes to ending one person's life, to my mind. And they should go convict him of that, and then they can talk about the other stuff.
Yeah, well, no one's life was ended. It was just supposedly he paid for it, and it never happened. He could have been frauded. It could have never happened. It could be fabricated completely. But it certainly is going to affect the jury when they hear about it. Thus far, the state in their opening statements alluded to the fact that he is so serious about his criminal drug enterprise that he's willing to use violence on people that interfere with it. They didn't actually say anything about murder for hire, but it's yet to probably be brought up. There was some controversy about the jury nullification thing, but I think that the defense attorney is the captain of the ship, and if he thinks it's going to hurt, we should side with him.
Well, I think that he's captaining the ship, whether you like it or not, and that's how that goes. John Bush, thank you for coming on and reporting on this. I think it's fascinating stuff. 855, thank you. 855-LibertyBeats.com. 855-450, free talk live.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research. In July, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.